How can conflict increase performance? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in this episode, I want to look at the positive side of harnessing conflict in increasing performance. It's not a surprise to you to hear that conflict is usually viewed in a negative way. After all, it can either be destructive, or you could view it when harnessed properly, it could create breakthroughs in a positive way. Remember that conflict is totally natural and normal at work, especially there'll be disagreements over methods like how we do things or the goals, whether they're reasonable or unreasonable. And there can also be conflicts over values, which is you just don't believe in the same things I believe. A little cautionary note on just the three types of disagreements: conflicts over methods, goals, and values. It's easier to resolve and reconcile conflicts around methods, so we can disagree about how something should be done and talk it through. We could even disagree about the goals and whether they're reasonable or not. When you start disagreeing on values, it becomes really tough to get a resolution. And what you want to resist as a leader is to escalate something to the values level when really it should be focused on a disagreement over methods and goals. So be cautious about labeling someone as, well, you just don't care like I care, and you just don't believe in things like I believe in things, because that just makes the conflict more and more difficult to resolve. But let's go back to, how do you harness the positive aspects of conflict? Because this energy that gets created by these disagreements can actually cause better performance. The first tip that I have is to invite disagreement. I know it sounds weird, but why wouldn't you just right up front ask for dissension? Groups naturally tend to avoid conflict and bring up alternative points of view, especially when you as the leader have opened your mouth too early in the process and told everyone what you think. But you really want to have this dissension, and of course, a lot of that willingness to accept dissension sets the tone for whether your team will know that it's safe to disagree with you. So you want dissension because you want different points of view so you can select the best possible answers. The second tip for harnessing the power of positive conflict is collaboration versus compromise. Collaboration means that we're going to hash things out and try to get to a win-win. It's not always easy to get to a win-win, but if you can get there, that means both people feel like they've gotten what they needed out of the conflict and we actually got the best possible outcome. If instead you kind of are too quick to compromise, that means like, well, you want this and I want that, so let's meet in the middle. Everyone thinks that's the goal. It's not the goal, because that means that we both didn't get what we wanted and we have shared misery. So you want to collaborate to get a win-win wherever possible. The third tip to get the positives out of your conflict interactions would be to embrace stubborn flexibility. Embrace stubborn flexibility. And what that means is that there are times as the leader when you need to be stubborn and there are times to be flexible, and ideally you're going to kind of bounce between the two. You might want to be stubborn about going for a collaborative win-win outcome, but you might be flexible in saying, hey, well, we could always try it this way or we could try it that way. I believe that leaders are going to be the most successful when they have like a spirit of curiosity and experimentation, because after all, it's really tough to know for sure what is the best course of action. It's all kind of like this best educated guess to come up with the best experiment and find out what's working. So when you've learned how to harness the positives of resolving conflict to generate the best possible performance, you're going to want to work on some of your other leadership aspects, and that you can do through harnessing our many tools and resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And I have two requests of you. One is, if you're listening to this as a podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, go in and leave a comment and a rating for us. It helps other people discover the podcast and makes us able to help more people. Or you could do that on YouTube. And also, we're always looking for ideas for the future Leader Feeder episodes, and you can transmit those to us or communicate those to us through our website or through the social media channels. No matter what stage you're in your leadership journey, let us know how we can help you excel and grow.